This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Tales from the Scars is a play made up of 10 monologues, which is being staged from the 16th to the 18th of August at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre. Joining me today to tell us more about the show is playwright, director and producer Fah Abdul. How are you, Fah?
I'm good. Thanks, Sharmila, for having me.
So this title, Tales from the Scars, right? It's quite an evocative title. What is the root of naming the show that?
Well, when the show was first staged in Penang last year, August, I wanted to get away from myself being labelled as a comedic writer, because I realised that after so many years producing, you know, entertaining shows, people started labelling me as a comedic writer, and I wanted to prove that I can be a versatile writer as well. And actually, I started into this theatre industry writing some pretty dramatic stuff, you know, before I started writing.
I don't know that I've ever thought of you as a comedic writer. I mean, your productions have been funny, uh-huh. but they're always about big subjects.
Yes.
Just that you use humor to tell them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, somehow people just, it just stuck to people that I'm a, you know, comedic writer. So I thought it's time for me to do something about it. And the best way was to showcase, you know, something pretty heavy, but at the same time, very indulging and also thought-provocative, because that's actually my signature, right? So scars, it's something that we all share. Everyone, you know, we are human beings with layers of complexities inside us, and we all have scars. So it's something that would bring us together.
So it's actually 10 different monologues played by 10 different people?
Yes, correct.
Do they form a cohesive story, or are they standalone stories?
Standalone stories about 10 different issues.
And all of them are issues that sort of lead to this idea of scars?
Yes, correct.
What are some of the issues that they'll be talking about?
We'll be talking about different issues that I feel the audience could relate to. We'll be talking about love, about life, about marriage, about grieving over loss of the loved ones. We'll be talking about marital conversion, about racism, about feminism, about marriage, parenting, and divorce. So it's the whole picture of what, you know, consists in our day-to-day life.
Yeah, and the things that maybe aren't so easy to talk about.
Yes, correct.
So who are the 10 performers that you've got to play these 10, to perform these 10 monologues?
I have the ever so popular Chaco Wadake. I'm so fortunate to have him join our team, because he's amazing to work with. I've also brought my two actors from Penang, actors who starred in my previous show, Sex in Georgetown City, Sharmila Kanagalingam and Karam Tap, and also a few of my friends here in KL who have starred in my previous shows, like Tilotama Pillay, who starred in Tales from Amma's Kitchen, and also a few stars who, if you love Short and Sweet Festival in Kuala Lumpur, you know, people whom you have seen them on the stage.
So you mentioned Penang, mm-hmm. because you're mostly based there. Mm-hmm. I understand that Tales from the Scars was staged in Penang first, and this is the KL staging?
Correct. When it was staged in Penang last year, exactly 1 year ago, the concept was same. But when I was bringing it here, I couldn't bring the same 10 monologues because, you know, I wanted it to match, you know, to have chemistry with the actors who would be presenting the monologue. So I ended up only bringing 5 here. So 5 monologues that has previously been staged in Penang and 5 brand new monologues.
So when you say that you wanted the monologues to have chemistry with the actors, mm-hmm. does that mean that you do actually work with the actors to shape what the story is going to be?
Yeah, because there there are many kind of directors out there, and I'm the type who likes the actor to have their own personal touch, because then it would be, you know, to have chemistry with them. So the actors, if they feel they resonate with the monologue that they're presenting, I allow them to, you know, adjust to the lines, to the script, and add their own personal stories into it. So it becomes their own. The thing is, scripts are just words. Monologues are just words. And
you're a writer, just words.
It's just words, yeah. But, you know, even in my column, and I just produce words, but, you know, as a reader, when you read my column, you know, you give life to my word and you perceive it the way you perceive it. So it's the same thing with the actors. You know, they give life to those meaningless words, mm-hmm. you know. So I feel that they, you know, breathe life into it.
And how did you select or decide which actor suits which monologue?
Which is why I did not go with open audition.
Mm-hmm.
I selected carefully the actors, because these are all the 10 people that I know and I've worked with before. So I know their capability. I know their background as well. So somehow the topic would, you know, link them to their personal life. So, you know, it would be easier for them to bring life to the stories that they're about to tell.
So you said at the start of this that you were moving away from being labelled a comedic writer.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that these monologues are not going to have that touch of humour that your works are known for?
I tried very hard, but then I couldn't run away from it, because, you know, it just comes naturally. So many of the stories, it has a touch of humour, but then I feel it just makes the stories more powerful. When someone is telling you a funny story and then, you know, you realise a tinge of sadness in the story. For example, a story about marital conversion, you know, my beef with God.
Okay.
You know, I mean, imagine a woman talking about how she loves pork, but she might have to give that away because, you know, she fell in love with a Muslim man.
Mm.
You know, so I realised that, you know, being labelled as comedic writer isn't that bad after all. You know, because after all, you go to theatre, you know, to be taken a ride, you know, for this emotional roller coaster, and that includes laughing, crying, thinking, feeling sad, feeling angry,
mm-hmm.
you know. And yeah, I think Tales from the Scars has all of those.
So one of the things that came to me when I realized that your newest production was called Tales from the Scars
mm-hmm.
was the fact that it's also the latest production that's followed your, shall I call it, controversy that happened earlier this year in February in Penang.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just to recap quickly, you had this production called Sex in Georgetown City, and it drew a lot of protests, and then it was actually cancelled. I think it showed for one night, was
yes,
it?
And opening then, night, and then
yeah.
that's it.
So, and it attracted a lot of press and a lot of, I think, unpleasant attention as well. And then your next show was called Tales from the Scars.
Yeah.
Is there a connection there?
Well, I was scarred.
I can imagine. I mean, that's not something that's easy to go through at all.
Yeah. I mean, imagine having an opening show, you know, sold out opening show. And outside the theatre hall, you have this, you know, groups of protesters making noise, waiting for you to end the show and to come out. And we had, you know, undercover police, you know, inside the hall, outside the hall, just making sure that, you know, everything goes well. I wouldn't say it was a traumatic experience, but it was unpleasant. It was very unpleasant. And as much as they claim to be offended with the title, I was very offended with the protest, because, you know, I did welcome them to purchase tickets, come inside and watch the show and decide for themselves.
So what is it like to move on from that and start working on another show?
I think moving on is something that I have championed in doing in
absolutely.
My life.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's also the backbone of Tales from the Scars, you know. you live your life, you get scarred, and then you revive, and then you move on. So it's precisely what I did after sex in Georgetown City. But then I also learned that sometimes you can keep quiet and say, okay, fine, I'm just going to follow what you want me to do because I don't want any more, you know, noises. Or you can, you know, stand up and say, fine, let's see what you can do, you know? Because when you know that you're not doing anything wrong, why should you keep quiet? Mm. You know, why should you remain silent, you know? So to correct any wrongs, you shouldn't keep quiet, you know? And I think we saw that last May, you know, when we managed to overturn the old government, right? So, yeah, so this is something I wouldn't want to say that I'm pushing the envelope, you know, and producing something more brave and courageous. But I think people who would come to watch Tales from the Scars, they would see that it's really, really refreshing to have an open discussion about important issues in Malaysia, you know, spoken in a very open manner in theatre with everyone listening. And I hope that, you know, it would also provoke everyone to start having discussion of their own about these issues that are important in our lives in Malaysia.
How much of these issues or experiences that you've written about in Tales from the Scars, how much of them are related to your own experiences?
I always love writing from my own personal experiences. And of course, a few of the stories are from my own personal experiences. For example, Leftover, which will be presented by my own daughter.
Wow.
Yeah, I wrote that as I was thinking about my personal journey through my marriage and my divorce and my, you know, being a single parent. But then I realized, you know, it would be interesting to see, you know, how my daughter would have, you know, seen the entire thing, you know, the story from her own perspective. And so it was written as a letter that a daughter is leaving for her mother as she leaves her mother because she's unhappy with her parents' decision to break up.
Mm.
You know, also story which would be presented by Chaco, the widower and his pubic hair. I wrote that it was inspired by the journey that my cousin had to go through. You see, my cousin passed away because of cancer, and her husband remarried within 2 months. And so we had this entire family, you know, saying, how could he, you know, he doesn't love her that much and he just couldn't wait to marry another woman, you know. But then there's a lot of grief, you know, in a person who's going through, and we can't judge them. So The Widower and His Pubic Hair was written from, you know, the perspective of the person who's grieving and how important it is for them to move on. So a few of it has, you know, relation to my personal experience in life, and some of it stories from friends, and some of it very, very touching, heart-wrenching stories that I've watched on documentaries or, you know, personal blogs that I think are worthwhile to be shared with audience.
So this is something I've noticed about your works and even I think the columns that you write, where you're often thought of as someone who's fairly political. However, the stories that you like to tell tend to actually be quite personal stories. Can you talk a little bit about how you use that personal to comment on the political?
My background is not from journalism. So when I started, it was just, you know, I started writing about, I would say, 5 years ago. And at that time, I was just sharing a personal story on Facebook, and a friend said, you should send this to some of the news portal, you know. And then was amazing because it was shared more than 25,000. It just, you know, went viral. And I realized that, you know, people, there are many writers out there who write, you know, wonderful political columns, but sometimes it's just so heavy, you know, for, I regard myself as an ordinary Malaysian, you know, and my command of English is not that solid. So there might be a lot of people like me who just want to read and want it to be light and easy to, you know, digest. So I guess I share my stories to people like me, you know, who want light stuff, but still something very indulging.
Thank you so much, Fa. Thanks for coming to talk to me about the show.
Thank you, Sharmila. My pleasure to be here.
I've been speaking to Fa Abdul, playwright, director and producer of Tales from the Scars, a play made up of 10 monologues that is showing from the 16th to the 18th of August at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre. Tickets are priced at RM45 and available from proticket.com.my. If you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my, on our BFM app and also on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.